This week on Chicago Beer Pass, Nick and I are joined by Shalonda from Afro Beer Chicks to talk about Brew Year's Eve, events happening in the South Burbs, Revolution, Haymarket. It's going to be a great 2018 for the Chicago beer scene. Super excited for what's coming. So let's do it. Let's jump into this week's episode.
Yeah, because, you know, it's going to cork pop out. Boom, and it flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
The legend, Mr. Pete Crowley. I love Pete Crowley, man.
How's that beer? That's what you think it is.
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to, every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this.
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Hey, Brad, I'm Nick White.
And we got special guests joining us this week.
We do, man. A special guest, Shalonda White from Afro Beer Chick is in the building. What's going on, Shalonda?
Hey, fellas. How are you?
Welcome. Yeah, good to have you here.
Thank you.
I know we had talked about trying to have you on maybe last week to do like a Brew Year's Eve recap, yeah. So we'll probably dive into some of that again and get your thoughts on it. But we usually kick things off here talking about the beer we're drinking, and Nick brought more beers from his cellar this
right
time.
On, man. It's a Tuesday night cellar raid, man. I mean, these are two of my favorite people. I wanted to go in and get some cool stuff. You know, we got the Class of 88 from Goose and Deschutes, and then we're going to follow that up with a little bit of Prop.
Okay.
Prop 2016.
Yeah, okay.
So I forget what's in that. So
is we'll that the to, coconut?
They all, I think, I don't know.
Or is that the...
This year was for sure coconut.
Oh, this year was coconut. Last year was it the... Mumbleberry or whatever the...
It was the...
Brambleberries?
No, it's got... No. I think this was the spicy chocolate one.
Oh, okay.
You know, like the peppers on it. Let me check out that box, Shalonda, while we're talking.
So then the Class of 88 was released. Is that 2 years now?
2014.
Oh, 2014. Okay.
2014.
Jeez.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, I wanted to check this out because I went to go pick up my nephews, and they're bad as hell. But it was way out in the South Burbs, and this was the only bottle. I'm like, what is this doing here? I dropped him off. I'm like, let me grab a bottle, and I saw this on the shelf. I'm like, dude, I got to get it.
Wait, at the store?
It was just chilling on the shelf at the store, man. So.
That's weird. So, it's sour. I don't remember what this beer tasted like.
Yeah, I remember
previously.
At Clybourne, there was a brewmaster of Deschutes there, and Brett Porter was there, and they were pouring this beer out, and it was overly boozy, and almost like a Belgian triple. That's what it reminded me of.
Mm-hmm.
But this thing, this is a Michelin Riesling and Oregon Pinot Noir grapes with Mount Hood hops. Aged in Muscat cask.
Okay.
Yeah. So Mount Hood hops debuted in 1988.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I didn't know that.
And then, and so did these guys.
Nice.
Goose and I keep saying it's Deschutes. I hope it's Deschutes.
Yeah, it would be Deschutes. Yeah. Because yeah. They're out in Oregon or they're in Bend, Oregon.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Makes sense. I'm digging it. It is kind of sour, and last week we had a couple sours on, which sours and podcasting don't go hand in hand. You have to talk, and they like just dry out your palate. But
yeah,
I'm surprised at the tart turn that this took,
mm-hmm.
considering where it started.
Yeah.
So
cool. Yeah. Well, we'll sip on this, and I guess at some point work our way into this prop and see what it's tasting like. But yeah, stepping back. The Brew Year's Eve, we should get your thoughts on it. Everyone heard our opinions on it compared to last year's to this year's. Yeah, what'd you think?
I really enjoyed it. I've gone the last, this will be my third time going, so I really enjoyed the space. The space was awesome this year. I love the openness of architectural artifacts.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed the live band. For some reason, I don't know why I thought it was more...
Right.
I don't know why I thought it was more beer last year than it was this year. Maybe I could have been
I agree.
Off.
Maybe maybe they were all like closer together or something, but it did feel like more beer
it
last
felt
year.
Like, it was like more beer last year compared to this year.
But probably not. I don't know. Maybe. It's probably like a difference of like two beers, and it feels like.
It's so I drank so much. So I probably lost count. So.
Okay.
It was a good time, man.
Yeah, it was fun.
So how's the Afro Beer Chick website? How long has it been up?
Afro Beer Chick started October of last year.
Okay.
I have been at the beer scene for like some years. I initially started in like 2011.
Okay.
And got the ball rolling, and you know, parenthood made me step back some, so I decided, hey, it's time for me to get back out there. My kids are older. I'm ready to kick one out the house. She's on her way to college.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it's time for me to get back into it. So it's going great. I have been getting a lot of positive feedback from it. People are really digging what I'm doing, especially when I post my pictures to Instagram with the jury and then the vinyl. I have a thing for vinyl.
So. Oh, yeah. And it's not just about the just beer.
Yeah.
You also have a vintage like jewelry line.
Yes, which actually turned one today.
Oh, right. Okay.
You know, vintage awesome. 79. So it basically that started because, you know, after my grandmother had passed, I was cleaning out the house and came across some really awesome vintage jewelry. And I'm like, some of them I kept for myself.
Mm-hmm.
Others like, okay, I put it up for sale. And people were asking, hey, do you have more? So that got the ball rolling for that.
Okay. So did you end up find someone to make new stuff, or are you like sourcing old, like you're out there trying to find stuff like it?
No, I actually hit up estate sales.
There
is a lot of cool stuff at estate sales.
Oh, okay.
That's how I get my inventory.
Nice. Never been to a estate sale.
So. Oh, man. You will be like the first, especially the estate sales up in Highland Park.
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah. My goodness. The audio, the electronic equipment, the vinyl, the jewelry, it's like hitting a gold mine up there.
Oh, nice. Okay.
It's so cheap.
I went once to one in Aurora.
Okay.
Just one time. It was just like a friend of my mom's. It wasn't like I was going to, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I picked up like a bed frame.
Oh, nice. Yeah, okay.
It's like a really proper like bed frame. Probably the only one I've ever had. The only
bed frame?
It's the only bed frame I've ever had.
Don't tell anybody that.
There's a dude in my job, he's got a $3,000 headboard.
I thought,
Wow. And I'm like, dude, I don't think, and everything added up is probably worth $3,000.
That's a lot for a bed.
For a headboard.
Headboard, yeah.
Yeah, that's not $3,000.
Good call on this sketchbook. What is this? The orange door.
This is the orange door to kind of offset in between our sour and our Bourbon County. So
I feel like we need this, man. So mm-hmm. Good call.
Yeah. Well, cool. So what other stuff happens on their website? Like the beer stories? Are they event stories? Are there beer reviews? Or what can people?
Right now there are event stories. I want to start kick off something called Sunday Funday, where I'm reviewing a beer that I haven't had before.
Mm-hmm.
So that should be starting up soon. I'm taking all type of beer donations. So if anybody's listening, you want to send me a beer, hit me up. And on Sunday they'll get like a feature, and I'm going to give my honest opinion.
Okay.
So whether you like it or not, you're
gonna
get it. So, yeah.
Right on. I do enjoy the jewelry and the beer, like almost pairings kind of, when I see them on Instagram. I enjoy those a lot. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Cool. Well then, so what happened this week, Nick? What'd you make it to? Because I slacked off. I took it easy after Brewer's Eve and after recording.
Right
just
on.
Getting back in the swing of things. And it was so cold. It was ridiculously cold.
It takes all the fun out of it.
Yeah.
It really does. It's like whatever you got at home, that's probably going to be the end of it, right?
Yeah.
I ended up at Evil Horse down in Stager, Illinois. Crete?
That's Crete.
Crete, yeah. Illinois. So this is Will County. This is way out. This is like, it's probably close. It's kind of close to Bourbon and Kankakee, I think.
Oh.
It's like maybe 20 minutes from there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So... down that way, just to check the place out, because we went to Bourbonnais and it was the choice, right? We either go to Hailstorm or go to Evil Horse.
Mm-hmm.
And then never went to Evil Horse. So I'm like, well, let's go. So we ended up down there.
Nice.
I think it's so far out that they didn't really understand how to treat wastewater from beer. The city didn't,
Oh.
And so they're like, well, we need to test this stuff. So they gave these guys the bill to test it. So like, we want to know how to treat it, but you have to pay for it because they're the only brewery in Crete. They're the only brewery within miles.
That seems crazy. Like, why not just move over a town then?
Yeah.
If you're like, oh, we're gonna have to pay for all that. Nah, we'll just go next door.
It's weird.
It's probably still cheaper than doing business in Cook County.
Yeah,
too,
probably.
So.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So went down there. This space is nice. It's like an old Lassoon. Lassoon.
Saloon?
Saloon. Jesus Christ. I'm the first one over the beer. Now I'm like, I'm slurring like 10 minutes in.
Lush.
It's an old saloon.
It's like an old, it feels like an old saloon. It's actually an old bowling alley, right?
Yeah.
It's right in the middle of downtown Crete. And so it's an old bowling alley that was opened in the 40s. So the bar is actually repurposed like bowling lanes.
Oh, that's cool.
That's and, really cool.
Yeah, and they've got like a bunch of old bowling artwork around. So Evil Horse is named after the brewmaster's farm, right? Okay. So the brewmaster at this place is the founder of Boss Brewers of South Suburbia. They actually won, Steve Camp and those guys actually won the Beer Hoptacular Homebrew Contest last year.
Wow, okay.
And they do their annual picnic at his farm. At Evil okay. Horse. So when he got this chance to be a brewmaster, he named it after the farm.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
What beers do they have that people have seen or might have heard of? Because I don't know if I've even seen their stuff at festivals or.
I've never had anything from them, but the beers that they have there, they had one Tornado.
The Tennessee Tornado.
Tennessee Tornado.
Okay.
Yeah, so that one right there is amazing.
It was a trip, man. It was It was a Belgian quad aged for 6 months in Tennessee whiskey barrels.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's a very strange play. Like, it confused my palate so much, man. Like, it was boozy, and it kind of tasted like dry fruit, but then it tasted like, you know, really really whiskey and, like, bright fruits, too. It was, like, it was strange. Wow. But it was really enjoyable. It was, like, 12%.
Well, yeah, I guess Tennessee in there, it's got to have that whiskey characteristic going on.
It has a nice kick to it. That's the one. I enjoy it. And everything else was your standards. They had a double IPA and an IPA. I like the IPA a little bit better.
Yeah.
Double IPA was way too much for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
I was really surprised at how great the place looked. They did a nice job on the space.
No, that sounds really cool. I kind of want to just go. I want to go for the beer, but I want to go see what it looks like. Because you start to go into all these brew pubs. They're like, industrial wood. And it's like, these all look the same. And
yeah.
That was a real comfort type atmosphere. They have a fireplace and couches, and you just kind of go, and it's like real chill, zone. So.
And dude's got his own. They're selling their own mustache oil and beard balm.
Beard balm.
Beard balm.
Oh, beard balm. Okay.
Beard balm.
Beard balm. Can you talk today?
Beard balm. Yeah, they're selling like their own hair products.
Oh,
own,
cool.
own facial hair products at this place.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. They're hocking beard and beer.
It's pretty cool.
Nice. All right.
So that was the only stop I made. Cheers to those guys. I see Steve all the time because he's one of the judges on the homebrew contest at Hop. So I see him all the time. And, you know, he's got the he's got that Raleigh fingers twirling mustache, you know.
Well, he's got to use his own product, right?
You know, yeah.
I don't think I can pull off like a big, crazy mustache like that.
I mean, I think I'm 70s porn cool, but really I just look like a cheesy like high school football coach. Like, you know what I mean? But I try. I'll be trying to get the big stash, but it just doesn't work for me. I just look stupid. So, yeah. I look older than I want to look. You know who I really like? The guy. Who's the dad on Family Matters? The cop.
Carl.
I look like Carl Winslow. I look like Carl Winslow.
Oh, man.
No, I wouldn't say that.
That's
I would
how I feel.
Say...
That's how I feel.
No, I wouldn't say that.
Man, this class 88 is tart.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? It's good. And I'm surprisingly that I say that because, you know, I don't like sours. But for this to be, like, really kind of tart, I actually kind of enjoy it.
It's layered. It's like, compared to last week, we had two whiskey barrel-aged sours. Mm-hmm. And those were really light in body. This has a lot more substance body-wise. It's got a nice little malt backbone to it that I like.
Mm-hmm. And your palate's like adjusting to it, so you're starting to pick up more of those flavors and other things in there.
Yeah, for sure.
That was last week. Should we dive into the Bourbon County and then talk about what's coming up?
I'm down with that. What do you guys?
I'll let you open.
You go. You go. It's closer to you.
All right.
So and I'll check out this.
I need this.
This box.
This is last year's prop. Chicago only release.
Right. So this is maple syrup, chipotle peppers, and cacao nibs.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, so this is the like spicy sweet one. Okay. I don't remember picking up any bottles of this. I think I picked up, I want to say a coffee last year. It might have been the only bottle that I ended up getting.
Oh, last year?
Yeah.
Yeah, 2016.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think I got this from Miska's. I think last year. Yeah.
So yeah, Nick got his proper little Goose Island glasses here.
You know, Goose. I mean, we talk about it all the time, but it means a lot to us. I think that brewery is like near and dear to our hearts. Still, the stuff that they make here, we still make it a point to go get. And whenever I'm on tap deck at the brew pub, these are the glass, the perception glasses, they call them.
So you're pocketing them.
You can always count on Nick to have proper glassware no matter where he's at. Hey, I have some glasses in my bag. Let me pull them out.
Friend of the network may have, you know.
Given
it to us or something. You know.
Sure.
So that, I know we're not, this isn't the banana version, but I'm getting like banana.
Yeah, I guess.
Right?
I guess.
In the smell, yeah. Maybe on the back end when you taste it, but.
Very interesting. So have you had one of these recently or a prop from last year recently?
Where were we? We were at Hopsmith Tavern over in the Viagra Triangle.
Okay.
And for whatever reason, they had like the whole 2016 lineup on.
Wow. Okay.
And we're like, "What the hell? Why is this here?"
You know, such a random night too.
We didn't understand it at all. You know, and this was right after Black Friday 2017, they had 2016 on.
Uh huh.
Yeah. So we had it then on draft, and I like it a lot more now. Now I'm getting more of the cacao nibs, mm-hmm. and on draft, you know what I was getting? Almost like it tasted like. Like a malt shake, like a malt shake with some peppers in it. It tasted kind of spicy. It almost tasted like, I want to say that's what it tasted like.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that like smoke spiciness is making me think like campfire.
Yeah.
Kind of. I don't know.
I get that a little bit now when I'm smelling it the second time.
Like a campfire.
Yeah.
Maybe I just want to warm up next to it, like a fire, and then it's like.
Yeah, I get a little smokiness. But I love how it just kind of fades into that mellow, like, cocoa crisp kind of cocoa.
Uh-huh. You
know? Yeah.
I think it's still tasting great. Like, this wasn't, was this the year it was sour, or was that the previous year?
Previous year.
Yeah, 2015.
Okay.
2015. So, 2013 was the first one, and that was straight toasted coconut BCS.
Okay.
Then they moved away from that to coconut water. And then they moved to pecans and guajillo peppers in 2015.
Okay.
And then in 2016, this is maple syrup, chipotle peppers, and cacao nibs. Okay. Or cocoa nibs. Just straight cocoa nibs.
Okay.
Yeah. So this is cool. I mean, I've been sitting on this for a while. I'm like, when do I drink it? When do I fucking drink this?
Well, that becomes the problem, right? That's why we often open beers for the cellar raids, and we post those because we have them sitting around. It's like, when do I open these? I have no reason. And
I bet
then
you have a cool cellar too.
We've almost drank most of them now. Like,
because I don't have a cellar. I'm the type of person. I mean, we're the type of people that when we buy something, we're gonna drink it.
That's good. You should, because they don't. They don't last.
Yeah, I think I need to go ahead and invest like what you've got in like a proper like small fridge just for beer.
Mm-hmm.
I probably won't even make it then.
I mean, it's probable because I would look at it and be like, well, I got to see what that tastes like.
I have a buddy at work who watches Chicago Beer Pass religiously. And if you go into his basement, he has 1,000-square-foot cellar of beer just goes all the way around.
Oh, jeez.
Like, when are you going to drink this stuff? Like, dude, come on. I just never understand that because I'm the type of person when I get it, I want to taste it. I want to drink it.
Yeah, it's really sad when we open up stuff and you're like, oh, this beer isn't good. And then you think, oh, that's $20 that, like, I could have used elsewhere.
I could have bought some Litecoin.
Yeah, I could have done anything else.
Litecoin.
We're talking about crazy sellers. The Hop Review guys, they were talking to this guy we all know, Crazy Pete. He comes to every festival. And they said Crazy Pete, in his like condo complex, he actually lets he talks to the building and gets, like, you know, the building's permission to have like a storage space.
Oh, wow.
Just for his beer.
Oh, wow.
And some of these sellers get like, you get really, everybody's got to have a thing, right?
Yeah, everyone's got a thing, but beer is meant, it's so consumed now. Like, they don't release it to be like, oh, sit on this. Even wine, Maeve and I have been opening up wine that we're just like, oh, we forgot about this. And then you're like, can we keep whites this long? No. Like, and it's like, oh, that doesn't taste that good. What were we thinking? And you just don't. Sometimes you just forget about beer and wine. You're like, I didn't get to that, and now I accidentally cellared it.
Yeah, I would say maybe like, even when we do the cellar raid, I would say maybe more than half of our stuff that we probably should have had whenever it came out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is not the case on this crop. Jury's still out on this Belgian style ale from Class 88. So.
It was probably better originally, but it's interesting now.
Yeah.
It's not bad. It's interesting.
There you go.
I probably said that. So, as we sip on this prop, what's happening this week? We got a few events. You know, New Year's is over. We're getting back into the beer fest scene.
For sure. Cocoa Fest is in Wicker Park this weekend. No, I'm just playing. There is a
Cocoa Fest.
There is.
It's like a Cocoa Puffs.
It's Cocoa Fest, man. But no, seriously though, Revolution Brewing on Friday, January 12th at 4 o'clock, they're releasing Straight Jacket. That's their barley wine, and Double Barrel VSOD.
That's at the Kedzie location?
Yes, that's okay. At the tap room. Yeah. So I had VSOD. I didn't have Double Barrel VSOD. No. Not sure what that's about.
Yeah. So these are draft only releases.
No, I think these are bottled. I think they're canned in these.
Oh, these are canned.
I think they're canned both of these. Yeah. Yeah, they actually have a limited run. I forget the name of it. They got a limited run of the barley wine that they aged in like brandy barrels.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like Cavassier barrels or something.
Ooh.
Like,
yeah. Interesting. Might have to check that out and head over there.
I never go to Red. I don't know why. It's like the closest brewery to where the.
Okay.
No, I never go.
Stop in sometimes, like after work, or just have one, or order food, or pick something up and eat it there.
I've only been one time, and that was the night of the Tocayo party. Kind of snuck out and had the Gemanella. Oh, that was so good.
Oh yeah, that Tocayo 1 year anniversary at the East Room in Logan Square.
Yeah, yeah.
That party was not that great. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, but luckily, yeah, Revolution's right across the street. So there
like,
you go.
Hey, I'm hungry. Let's look at something to eat. Okay.
Let's see. On the same day, Abigail is releasing Flannel Pajamas.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's in cans this year too, apparently.
Oh wow! Okay.
Yeah.
That's one of their, I feel like just one of the beers that they're known for, Flannel Pajamas. It's been around, I think, since their release.
Yeah.
Since their, I guess, opening. Just like I don't know. I associate that beer and them together so
more
well.
So than any other beer.
Yeah.
That's true. I agree. Yeah. So that's all going down on Friday.
Right. Is that the 11th? Is that the same day as Claire's?
No, Friday. That's the 12th. Oh. Friday is the 12th. So okay. On the 11th is, Claire's Thirsty Ale. All the tickets are sold out, but you can still get it on tap. I still don't know. They open at 11. You can pick up bottles at 2. What time are they tapping? I don't know.
Right. And then their party, their six-year party, I believe, is that Friday.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Busy week. Also on that day, the Hop Review is having their annual Stout Fest. So that's a $25 ticket where they'll have 50 stouts, and it's a blind tasting. And then whoever's there, they all vote on what they thought the best was.
Okay.
That's a Hop Review and Few Brews.
Oh, okay. So, did you go to that last year, or did you go to their other event?
I went to the one in the summer.
Oh, okay.
It was the Ultra Fresh.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was at the the Right Way Signs.
That's okay. Yeah.
Which was cool. It's because it's like a dead-end block, so it's like a full-on block party.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is this their first time doing the stout?
Yeah, I think they did it last year, but I don't think it was open to the public last year.
Oh, okay.
I think this year it's like we got this venue, we're charging tickets, and we're hooking up with another crew to help promote it.
Nice.
Kind
okay.
of thing. So, yeah, that's the same day as Claire's.
Okay.
So that's a nice little doubleheader for a Thursday.
Friday.
No, that's Thursday.
Oh, that's Thursday.
That's
okay.
Thursday. Yeah. Let's see. Should we dive right into Sunday? I don't know if we got anything on Saturday.
I didn't see anything.
All right, cool. So Sunday is the 4th annual Stone Fence Cider Cocktail Competition. So that is a apparently Stone Fence is like a really popular drink. It's like a cider and whiskey based drink.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Yeah,
I didn't know about it until I went to this party. So this is the Mitten, not the Mitten, but Virtue Cider.
Yeah,
they host this event every year, and it's a fundraiser for. It's their annual Mitten Drive, so they have this benefit for a crew called the Cornerstone Community Outreach. So they raise money for them through this. It's $25 a ticket. It's at the Violet Hour in Wicker Park, and there's 8 local bartenders.
Okay.
And they all compete, and the crowd picks a winner. Yeah. Last year, this was at the Chicago Athletic Association. Yeah, so they moved it to Wicker Park this year.
Nice. Yeah. That sounds like a good event. Yeah, I haven't had the Stone Fence. I don't know much about it, so it sounds cool. So is that it for the events this weekend?
That's it, man.
Yeah. I know a lot of people do the like dry January, so maybe like
yeah, people are still in recovery from the holidays.
So they're
doing on BCS, man.
Oh yeah, I'm all right.
Then not to mention people, you know, whatever's going around. It's like okay, it's been slow, so I expect for it to pick up like the end of January, beginning of February.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like Valentine's Day kind of happens and people are like back, like all right, we're going out, maybe it's starting to warm up
because then they're looking forward to summer, like
we can do that.
Yeah, cool. That's all true. So
all right,
short week.
Well, before we get out of here, we got some beer news. What did we see happening?
Yeah, right on. Cheers to Upland Brewing. They're celebrating their 20th anniversary.
Cheers.
In 2018. So they've got a return of their preservation pills. They got a Sidetrack IPA series, and they're doing a bunch of they're doing a sour series for that as well.
Okay.
Yeah, I went down there last year.
Right.
And those are pretty fun guys. Yeah, and they've got 5 locations throughout like southern and central Indiana. Mm-hmm. I really like their Latitude IPA. They have the one with the coconut in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was my favorite.
Upland Wheat is probably one of my favorite beers in general. Like, it's just a nice summer beer, easy drinking. It's, I don't know, no frills kind of beer.
Yeah, they say that the Upland Wheat and that champagne lager that they brought back, the name escapes me. Like,
Dragonflies or IPA?
Dragonfly IPA. Dragonfly IPA, Champagne Velvet, the lager that they rebooted, and Upland Wheat. Those kind of like toggle between those are the top three.
Oh, okay.
And they all kind of rotate. Yeah.
Nice. It's their 20th, so that means Deschutes and Goose is their 20th. There's their 30th, right?
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. That's 30. True.
Yeah.
They're coming up on a Dirty 30.
So we should see some good beers from them this year.
And
awesome events and all that. Yeah.
Some killer parties. One of my favorite parties ever was probably Goose 25 Block Party.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, 5 years ago now.
Right. Yeah. Or the Clybourne 20th.
Clybourne 20.
20th was pretty good, too.
Yeah, Clybourne 20 was good, too. Yeah. Those kids do know how to party, those Goose Island kids.
It's pretty bad when you're like, I remember 10 years ago that other party.
I know. Doesn't it make you feel old? Like, oh, my God, that's 10 years ago?
Yeah, right? The Brewers Association announced the grant recipients for their research. They gave out a bunch of research grants, right?
Okay.
Let's see, to support barley and hop programs, right? There were 17 winners, mostly universities that had these kind of programs. And then they gave out 432 grand in grants.
Oh, nice.
For universities to research how to better grow barley and hops.
Okay.
Yeah, so cheers to those guys. Tickets to the Pollyanna beer dinner at Side Door, a place that we like to hang out.
Yeah.
Went on sale today. That's a $75 ticket. That's a 5-course dinner.
Yeah, those dinners are always pretty good.
Side Door.
Yeah, at Side Door.
Side Door is a place that's sneaky good.
Yeah.
Yeah, we interviewed Jeff Andertuck there on one of our episodes. That was a good one to go check out. He's telling us all kind of weird haunted mansion stories because that place is attached to what used to be a mansion.
Mm. And those steak nachos. Those are
the pastrami sandwich. Oh, my job is like right around the corner from there. Okay. I've only been once since it opened.
Oh man!
But the pastrami sandwich is amazing.
Love pastrami sandwich.
Too bad I gave up meat.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But we had the steak nachos one time when we were in there, and
they're good. They are sneaky good all the way around. A lot of people don't know they have they got a license where you can they have a to-go license. So you can get a large format bottle and go back to your hotel with it or go home with it. Yeah.
Really? I can get some beer and go back to work?
Yeah, because they have they got a seller program there and they'll sell you stuff to go at that place.
Good to know.
Very
cool. Okay. All right.
Very cool. And finally, man, Daniel S'mores Coffee is coming out this weekend.
Okay.
Yeah, so they got a release at the tap room. So I think all the bottles are spoken for. They're doing that pre-sale thing.
At the Mousetrap.
At the Mousetrap. Mm-hmm. Yeah. This year, Diamond S'mores Coffee is using Dark Matter Coffee, a blend of El Salvador and Pacas.
Okay.
Yeah. So
That's Saturday?
That's Saturday. So I don't know if you can get bottles, but I'm sure it'll be on draft.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you might not be able to get bottles. It's a release, but not a bottle release?
Right. I think, they sold all the pre-tickets. The advance tickets for the bottle release.
This is becoming a bunch of bullshit.
Claire's and
all this, like,
yeah.
I agree the whole waiting in line thing sucks, but then the selling it all, beforehand, that's just becoming like another thing. That's like,
yeah.
Oh, unless you're super cool and you know the tickets go on sale at this time, you will never have this beer. And that's like, well, now I don't care. I like, right. I'm not liking this trend.
I'm right there with you.
Yeah, I do agree with that.
The off-color guys, they have a really cool two-pack format for these.
Yeah.
You get 2 12-ounce bottles for like $10. Yeah. Yeah.
So I guess so. Go there and give it a try and be sad you can't share it with anyone.
Well, yeah. I'll just be happy you get to try it on tap.
Yeah.
That's going to be me at the Claire's release. Like, well, can I have a full pour, please?
Or just go to any of these brew pubs and realize no one outside of Illinois will ever have these beers. Yeah. And they're just as rare. Like, don't chase these bottle releases and know that, you know, you're having Camel Toe at Peace and no one else is having that ever.
I love it. Camel Toe's a great name.
Really?
Yeah, I love that. Yeah, so we'll see. I know the off-color guys, some of that stuff they send out of town, but most of it they're going to be gone that day.
If you can buy a bottle beforehand, this is why I don't like it, because it sets it up to sell all the beer before you ever make it. Right? So it starts to be like, if you can sell beer before you make it, why, like, oh, it'll be out on this day. Okay, we sold all the beer, now we'll know how much we can make.
I see what you mean.
Yeah.
Like futures.
Yeah, it's beer, you're betting it's on futures. The beer coming out. It's like, I will bet, I want to buy your beer for 2019. I like what you're doing, I'll just buy it now. And I'll get it at a cheaper price because you have the money now. It doesn't seem good.
Oh, yeah. If we keep this up, that's where this is going, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to find a lot of people doing that, and it's going to suck.
Yeah. Because I know there's the Beguile has the CBs.
Yeah, they're a community-based. There's a name for it.
Where you have, like, a growler, and you can go in every week, kind of like you do with, like, fruits and vegetables, where it gets shipped to you every, like, week or 2 weeks. A CSA, but yeah. A CSB. So you go in there every week and you can get 2 growler fills, and mm-hmm. you already paid for that ahead of time. That seems different because it's not like a limited release. This is just like, hey, we're the beer. You get it at like a discounted price because you bought more of it. But anyone could come in and buy it. But
okay.
That's why I just go to Pipeworks, man.
All right.
Roll in on Saturday, man. Get my hops, get my burley stout, and get out.
All right. Cool. Well, that's going to do it then for this week's episode, right?
I think that's it. Shalonda, thank you for joining us.
Yeah. Thank you guys for having me. I had a great time.
Where can people find you? Find Afro Beer Chicks?
They can find me on Twitter at Afro Beer Chick.
Nice. And Instagram too, it sounded like, right?
Yeah. Instagram, Afro Beer Chick, and then on website, afrobeerchick.com.
Awesome. How about you, Nick? Where can people find you when we're not here?
Right on, man. I'm on Twitter at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter at BRad. Chicago Beer Pass is on Twitter at Chicago Beer Pass. Website, Chicago Beer Pass. Everything gets posted there. iTunes, Stitcher, the YouTube version. And then we got Instagram, too. Posting on that.
Instagram.
Yeah. So check that out as well. And we'll be back next week with more beer and more events. Take care.
Cheers.
Cheers.